This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, January 12th. Okay, so on the surface, the stock market doesn't look too good. Under the surface, it's a phenomenal day for us. So let me just explain what's going on. This is the week when the financial stocks announce their earnings. They're all going to be good because the yield curve has steepened. The steeper the yield curve, the more money banks make. I'm an ex-bank analyst. That's why I know all this. Okay. So that's the good news. The other good news is the CPI is going to come out tomorrow. I'm expecting it to be below 0.3%, which is economists' estimates. The main reason is owner's equivalent rent shelter costs should have cooled off immensely, and that should lower the number. So we should get a good CPI. Wednesday, we have the producer price index and retail sales. So we'll see what the news is this week, but the main thing that's going on is financial stocks are down, especially the credit card companies, because President Trump wants to impose a cap on credit card interest rates at 10%. Now, obviously, he's doing this to win the midterm elections, and in his defense, you know, Capital One and some other big financial firms have been backed by his opposition. But the bottom line is just him jawboning this is putting pressure on all these companies. So that's that. Now, he said on Air Force One that the leaders in Iran are trying to talk to him, meet with him. Of course, Maduro was trying to do the same thing, and you saw what happened with Maduro. So whether the protests in Iran are going to continue or not is another matter. Obviously, over 500 people have died. They burned a mosque. There's a lot of chaos. But, you know, the U.S. obviously is behind the protesters. So it's going to be interesting how this gets resolved. We do not want the mullahs in charge because they're state-sponsored terrorism. And, you know, they take a lot of their money from oil and, you know, arm Hezbollah, Hamas, the Yemeni rebels, things like that. And we don't want that, okay? So hopefully we'll get a positive change in the Middle East, and that would be most welcome. But I'm ecstatic because my stocks are very strong today. The data center stocks are resurging. A lot of our stocks are acting very, very well. And, you know, I like to buy stocks on dips, and I'm money coming in all the time, and I just didn't have a lot of things to buy in dips today. So that's a very good sign that, you know, that money is flowing to companies that are going to post great earnings, like the ones I recommend. So I'm ecstatic. So I want you to enjoy the ride. I don't want you to worry about all the distractions. We do not own financial stocks, largely because I'm an ex-banking analyst and I know better. And, obviously, Trump had very little support from the financial community, and he wants to cut the credit card rates, cap them at 10%, and obviously he's doing that to sway the midterm elections. So fascinating times we're in. Meantime, let's enjoy another phenomenal earnings announcement season. That will our stocks will kick off next week, but the fact that our stocks are acting well right now is a good sign. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.